after I got this woman down in South Texas healed of breast cancer years ago, and she was supposed to die in a week, and I went down there and got her healed, and Jesus healed her instantly when I prayed for her. I mean, instantly the woman was healed. A man that was a priest of a Catholic church in down close to Houston, he called her about 6 months later and called the phone, and she answered, and he said, "Is this Judy?" She said, "Yes." He said, "You know, I heard you were going to die. And I never heard anything about what happened, so I thought I'd call and see how you're doing." So she said, "I'm healed. A Baptist deacon from Justin came down here and prayed over me, and Jesus healed me." He said, "What? Who is that guy?" And so she gave him my name, and he comes and said, "Would you come down here to Bryan College Station into my Catholic church and speak?" I said, "Sure." So I drove down there. And I spent all day with him. At the end of the day, he said, "I now know why." He said, "I believe in healing this church." I said, "I ain't never seen nobody healed. Never. But I now know what I done wrong." He said, "Every time I pray, whatever I do, I say, 'Lord, if it be your will.'" He said, "I never use his words. I always put mine." That faith-destroying phrase, "Lord, if it be your will." If you don't know what his will is, guess what he's going to do? Nothing. Nothing. "Who forgives all your iniquities and heals how many of your diseases?" In other words, you notice the order there. Have you noticed the order? He forgives your iniquities and then he heals. You notice he didn't say, "I heal you and then I forgive you," did he? You won't never find that in the Word. Everywhere you'll find, he forgives and then he heals. Isn't that amazing? You know, in, what was it, John 5:14, I think that's where it is. John 5:14. Anybody know what the King says in John 5:14? Let's go over and see what that says. Then we'll come back to Psalm 103. "Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto him, 'Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you.'" Is sin pretty bad? If he says, "Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." Now, this boy had only been sick for 38 years. He'd been a cripple and invalid for 38 years. And Jesus healed him. He forgave him and healed him. But he told him, now stop sinning or something worse is going to come upon you. I mean, that's pretty clear right there, isn't it? Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. And he'd only been handicapped and retarded for 38 years, and Jesus healed him. And that told him, stop doing that sin or it's going to be worse. Let's go back to Psalm 103. "Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now, have you ever seen a better benefit package than that in your life? Is that a pretty good benefit package? Do you like that? Especially you girls. Y'all, I've never seen girls in my life that didn't paint the old barn making it look a little younger. Is that true?
That's true. What old barn?
Okay. Amen. You're not old. Okay, praise the Lord. But girls are usually much more attentive to this than guys. You know, they want to look young and beautiful. I don't care how old they are. They want to look young and beautiful. I tell mine all the time, when I get up this morning, I said, "You know, you sure are beautiful this morning." She said, "I didn't sleep very much last night. My eyes are all puffy and all this." I said, "But you sure are beautiful anyway." It makes her feel good. You know, it makes you girls feel good. Now, us guys, we're not so into that, you know. It doesn't make any difference to me, you know. But, hey, praise the King. I do want my youth renewed like the eagles. I love being able to get out there and do things. But since Jesus is a faith God, what if I don't know he renews my youth like the eagles? What if I don't know he forgives all of my iniquities? What if I don't know he heals all of my diseases? What if I don't know he crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies? He satisfies my mouth with good things. If I claim that every day, "Lord, you satisfy my mouth with good things every day. I know you're going to feed me today from somewhere." He will. You know that? But since he's a faith God, What if you don't know to claim these things? You may not get them. Too many Christians are saying, well, I'm just too old. You know, I can't do it anymore. I look at that piece of apple pie like I used to eat, and every time I look at one, I gain 5 pounds. You got the wrong confession. Apple pie? I'll eat you if I want to. And I won't gain 5 pounds in doing it. Body? That's just like when Dave over here, when he got healed of his eczema, after he got healed, I think it was the first spring, he was out walking and he told me, he said, Pastor, he said, I'm doing so good, but said, my skin is still cracking a little bit. I said, Dave, your body's job is to produce the oils that makes your skin stay smooth and soft. I said, speak to your body in the name of Jesus and command your body in Jesus' name to produce the oils and the right amount so that your body will be soft and smooth and there'll be no cracking of your skin. Somebody said, that's crazy. No, that's Jesus. Jesus said, whatever you believe with your, you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have it. Is that right? I want you to see that scripture after this benefit package. I want you to see Mark 11:23 and 4. I want you to see a great promise that the King has made us. Mark 11:23 and 24. For verily I, Jesus, say unto you, that whosoever shall say... Now, whosoever, is that you? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, that's the secret. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Is your confession important? If you go around saying, I'm old. You know, you start. It's not long till you really believe that, you know. You know, you can see two men or two women. One woman, you know, I mean, she's an on-fire believer. She's 90 years old. I mean, she's running and playing. And somebody else is saying, you know, if you ever get as old as I am, and she's 60, and the other one's 90, the one 60 can't get around and do nothing. Her confession is, oh, I'm old. I can't do nothing. And the other one, she says, but I'm young. It's kind of like the two men that were sitting on the corner one day, and both of them looked just exactly the same. A guy walked up and he said, what is it you two guys dedicate your long life to? And the one white-haired guy, he said, well, all I can say, son, it's living a clean life, reading the Word of God every day, serving Jesus. He said, how old are you, sir? He said, 98. He said, boy, you look good to be 98. He said, how about you, sir? What does you contribute your long life to? He said, raising hell every day, smoking 2 packs of cigarettes, running around with a different woman every night, and drinking a fifth of booze. He said, good grief, how old are you? He said, 25. But they both looked the same. You see? Sin brings forth death. But righteousness brings eternal life. Isn't that amazing? How many young people have you seen that looked a whole lot older than they are? And you find out, wow, gosh, he sure does look old. And you say, how old are you? And they say, 28. And you say, wow, 28. Well, what's your life been like? Well, it hadn't been good. I mean, I was on drugs and alcohol, and I've been in institutions. And hey, sin brings forth death. But you see another one. Beautiful little thing, you know, running and playing. I mean, just a little woman. And you say, how old are you? And say, oh, I'm young. Praise the Lord. How many children you got? Oh, 8. Wow, you must have started early. No, I didn't have my first one until I was 30. Wow. But see, this woman believed the Word. And she walked in obedience to God's Word. And here she was now, 80 years old, and she's like a young girl. I won't talk about it tonight, but I had a meeting the other night with a woman that was 98. 98. The woman was anointed by Smith Wigglesworth. 1946, when Smith Wigglesworth died in 1947. She called me and wanted to meet me. She wanted me to come down to a hotel in Dallas. I went down there. Cheryl and I did. And several other people wanted to go with us. But we called her and asked her if they could come. She said, no. I only want to talk to you. So I went down there and we talked to her 3 hours. 98 years old. Still going. Still preaching the word. God didn't start using her till she was 62. She was prayed over when she was 38 by Smith Wigglesworth. Quite a woman. You know, it's amazing. Amazing. 98, still going. Isn't that wonderful? But she still don't believe she's old. She still believes she's young. She believes she can go do things. She sounds a whole lot younger. When you talked to her, especially on the phone, when she answered the phone, I thought, wow, this couldn't be her. That voice sounds strong. Now, it sounded just as strong when she came down. You know, it's amazing. But it was lots of fun to sit and talk with a woman 3 hours, Cheryl and I, that was anointed by Smith Wigglesworth when she was 38 years old. And she literally told Smith when he said, God told me to pass my mantle on to you. And she said, I don't want it. But he prayed for her, and God gave it to her anyway. But he didn't give it to her until she was 62. Prayed over at 38, but nothing happened in her life from 38 to 62. And then the power of God fell and began to move. And this woman, from the time she was 62 till today, has raised 89 people from the dead. She walked into one mental institution and completely cleaned it out. I said, how do you do this? I said, do you do this spontaneously? She said, oh, no. She said, I only do something that Jesus tells me to do. I said, so that mental institution, he told you to go in there. She said, he did. He said, go in there, and I'm going to heal everybody in there. She said, I went in there, and everybody I touched was instantly healed. That mental hospital was totally cleaned out that day. Totally. And she told us, I said, well, were the people that you raised from the dead, were all of them one at a time? She said, most of them.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.